going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices and give you a 5-year price guarantee on talk, text, and data. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Brian Scalabrine.
When you asked that question, I was like, are you for real?
I am for
you think
real.
Scal's going to like...
Oh.
He's going to take the bait on that one.
I'm just going to ask him. He likes to tell us he does a radio show, so he is in this world. He's not just the game analyst on NBC Sports Boston. Well, he knows how this world
he's
works.
He's going to go, yeah, you know what, Andy, you're right. You know, if he doesn't play, he's a punk bee, and his legacy
Trade
is ruined
him.
Forever.
Get him out of the city.
Right?
I would have appreciated that. I'm pretty sure that would have gone viral.
His whole legacy is basically this game, and if he doesn't play, it says everything you need to know about Jason.
It's a ridiculous take, Andy.
So Ted, we were driving in, we were listening to our buddies Jones and Keefe midday.
Yeah.
And the way they have a certain style and tone, I believe they pose it as something like, your coach was yelling at you and your mommy was ready to fight for you, but no, you'd have nothing to prove after this injury. No, they're like, this is what we do as fans, and some people will like him, some people will hate him. The people that don't like him, if he doesn't play and it's just a bruise, it gives him a little something to throw back to.
I hear you. I think it's just it's time and place, and it's kind of like it's the first round against a team that is really doesn't even compare to measuring up to you. If it was the finals, it's a question that he might have. Well, have been more entertained to kind of give you an answer you're looking for.
If it's the finals, I'm not just asking it on WEEI. First Take and all those shows nationally would be asking it.
Correct.
While we're at the gym on a morning on the Chiron would say, Tatum soft, ?
Correct.
And it would be full hour shows and
Bingo.
All that.
Bingo.
I'm just asking it on a local level because we've been dealing with this. Is he appreciated? Is he underappreciated? Does he not get the respect he deserves? And all of these things. And the example I used with you, and it's a very different example, but early in his career, when Jimmy Garoppolo was filling in for Tom Brady, and then he had the AC, non-throwing shoulder, whole thing that was pain management and issue. Could he deal with the pain?
Mm-hmm.
He didn't play, and everybody said Belichick was pissed. The team was pissed. There were certain radio hosts in this town that were taking cheap shots at his toughness on the radio.
Bill loved the guy. It didn't matter,
so
surprisingly.
Things can kind of
evolve.
So,
I hear you.
But it'll be interesting. It'll be interesting to see, first of all, if Tatum does play, and then it'll be interesting to see what the reaction is or isn't to that. Now, I will also say, if he doesn't play and they go out and win by 20, I don't know that people will really push back on it. The one thing I would also add in, he didn't shoot well before the injury.
Oh, no, he did not.
So,
I think the physicality got in his head.
So the Jason Tatum that I said was going to show up and be the best player in the postseason didn't show up in game one.
Better question might have been. It was a good question.
Thank you. I
think he was going to give you an answer that you weren't going to like. Is if they lose this game without JT and JB leading, what does that do to Jalen Brown's legacy? That's the question.
Is that what you people do in your world over there? I'm not in that world that you're in, Ted. But Fitzy, the Celtics take the floor tonight in what I believe Scal said was a little more than a regular season game. Like he doesn't even really consider
He's not giving this respect.
he kind of, to me, it came across as like major preseason vibes.
Well, yeah.
Guys, it's a warm-up game. I told you that last week.
You did.
Dan, he said a warm-up. I was like, I was a little surprised to hear him say that.
You did call it a warm-up game. Yeah. Other news out of the Celtics. Yesterday, the foregone conclusion, whatever you want to call it, Peyton Pritchard wins the Sixth Man Award. I didn't even know they were starting to announce awards. It kind of snuck up on me. Yeah. All of a sudden, it was like, Peyton, even though I assumed it was going to be, and I thank you, I collected in my FanDuel app for that bet I placed earlier in the year. I didn't want to ask this of Scal because it felt like after the Tatum question, he was never going to answer this one.
Yeah.
So we had
what's the question?
Pritchard, game one, had a nice game against a Magic team that actually he had struggled against all regular season. Mm-hmm. He wins the sixth player. How long does Peyton Pritchard accept his role as the sixth man of the Boston Celtics?
Are you serious?
I am serious.
Are you?
I'm just
Fitzy,
asking.
Who's
going to yell?
You want
a
piece at this?
It's a patently absurd. Oh. Aside from the fact that what's he going to do? Complain about his money and the opportunities get traded out of town and then get paid to start and still have to accept the $7 million a year that he's making here as opposed to having a chance to win and be a local legend? He strikes me as a guy that's smart enough to know that he is in a perfect spot right here and right now, being surrounded by such great players, the infrastructure of the Celtics. He is being set up for success just as much as he is delivering in the clutch and from distance whenever the team asks him to.
Yeah, Fitzy, this team believed in him. I mean, he got discouraged because he wasn't doing – and Joe Mazzulla did was double down on him and love him up and tell him he was valued and build up his confidence. And now Peyton Pritchard wants to pay him back by, you know, oh, you know what? I should be playing over Jrue Holiday. I should be playing over Derek White. Please with that.
Or just somewhere else?
That would be
Go, bro.
Love.
Yeah, seriously. I mean, he plays.
Never.
I mean, he averages 20 minutes a game.
Yeah.
I mean, so.
What if he wants to average 35 a game?
All right, dude.
And what if he wants to make $30 million a year?
I don't want him on his team. And because, you know what? The teams that have success year in, year out, take reduced roles for the good of the team. Okay, I played on teams like that.
I was going to say you can take the Ted out of the Patriots, but not the Patriots out of
Ted. I'm sorry, it's just like you know what? If you're that guy, go somewhere else. Because honestly, you're not. I'm going to go ahead and say you're not worthy of putting this jersey on.
Wow.
How's that? Please, that I can't.
And again, it's a hypothetical. Everyone, in case you're just tuning in, he didn't ask for a trade. He's not demanding his way out of town. You deserve all the yelling at and then some. I might find some. I have some friends in Wisconsin. I might tell them to drive there and yell at you for that one.
Tell them to throw cheese curds at me, and I'll just open my mouth and eat it.
The rotten, moldy curds. They take a while to mold, but yeah.
So, is this how we all feel? Is this all just we no respect for? Because I actually respected the way the Magic came out. I didn't think it was sustainable, but the way they came out physically, Bancaro made his shots. Yep. They hit a couple threes. They had you on the ropes. You were down a point at halftime.
I thought Tatum was affected.
Yeah, I thought so too. So, and if they're doubling down on it, maybe they're
even had the lead at halftime.
Yeah, maybe
they're going to muck it up tonight. I think Scal downplayed. He did say he hopes the Celtics can control the tempo, playing an aggressive, upbeat, go-get-em style. Orlando's going to do everything they can to grab them by the ankles and drag them to their hell.
And Fitzy, I would say this. You know what? Okay, Scal, you don't want to give them respect this year, but they're a team on the rise.
Mm-hmm.
I would say that. They're 2-3 years away from being, you know, one of the better teams in the East, top teams.
And I do think it wasn't just the physical, but you said Tatum was affected by it. Horford seemed to be upset or annoyed or whatever.
Can I just real
quick? He
was
super mad.
Oh, okay. Yes. We'll do that. But remember my question about Tatum's shots, the way he was shooting? He completely did not want to answer that.
Yeah, because
I think he knows I'm right.
He did actually kind of acknowledge you were right because he again used if I was in your world, I might look at it that way.
And just to remind people, what my question was I thought the way Tatum was shooting the ball was a lot of fades and fall away shots. When I see him doing that. Yep. It's he doesn't want to dip it. He doesn't want to get his space. He doesn't want to be physical, and he's actually affected by the physicality, and so he's worried about his shot getting blocked. So he's got to do these fall away shots that are like, bro, get your space, be more physical. And I just think sometimes he's just not in that mindset, and those are the types of shots. But, Scal did not want to
and I get it.
Sign off on that.
He's doing color commentary on the team network and the postseason.
But are you guys on my side?
I am on your
100%,
side.
100%. I think he thought his finesse game would win. He must have forgotten. Don't forget, he missed two games against the Magic this year, so he may have forgotten what it's like to get down
and
the mud with them.
And Fitzy, he might have forgotten. Orlando's the second best rated defense.
Yes.
of team in the NBA.
It was almost like they maybe read the scouting report but didn't remember it or didn't really believe it or think, well, you know, but it's the playoffs. Yeah. We'll just show up and do our thing. I do think now I think they got their eyes opened, and I think they're so good that with or without Tatum tonight and the rest of the series, they're going to be fine. But the physicality thing and the fadeaway thing is actually, I think, the root of my not always buying into Tatum, because I think
disdain.
Disdain is strong. I take back the
A little strong
word. But he is so physical, and he is so big, and he is gutting.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy.
This is Today with
Sophie. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
When things are tough, we talk about it. When there's something to figure out, we dig into it. And when there's joy, we celebrate it.
Because today is where it's all happening. We get the best start to every morning because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show with Savannah Guthrie and Craig Melvin weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
So much bigger and stronger as you've seen his career evolve. He's got the V shape, like he's muscled
up. You think Tatum's physical?
No, he could be. That's my point.
He
could. He has the ability at 6'9 with the muscle and with the athletic ability and the power. Yeah. And the funny part is, he actually was kind of being aggressive, taking it to the rim when he ended up getting hurting the wrist when the two guys, he was going for a monster dunk that I would have jumped out of my seat and said, where's that been for the last X number of
years? Basically saying,
well, that's going to drive him back to playing more timid and on the outside.
Bingo.
That's my worry.
Bingo.
You let them win if you do that.
That's right.
You let them win.
That's exactly right.
And that's where Ted is talking about the fadeaway and the finesse and the step back and all those things that I don't think they're Tatum when he's at his best. Dealing with double teams, splitting them, passing, aggressive, all those things
he's
he
got
can
that
do.
Down,
Like, don't fall back on your old ways because you got a boo-boo, a bruise on your wrist. So if he's out there tonight, that'll be something to keep an eye on. If he's not out there till game three or game four, also something to keep an eye on. But we're still keeping an eye on, easy for me to
we're
say.
We're in Green Bay, Wisconsin.
We do need to bitch for a minute. We haven't really eaten. So if we run out of gas,
dude,
we start talking funny.
I can't believe you, bro. I have not eaten, folks. I don't know if anybody cares out there.
They do.
Since like 8 o'clock this morning.
And we saw a buffet line here in media workroom, but unfortunately, this
QR scan code did not get us into that room.
Did you show a ring?
I should have just.
Did you tell her the Packers tried to sign you here back in the day? Did you bring that up?
I didn't want to say.
Do you know who I am?
I almost begged.
If you just walk up to somebody and flex, you might scare them into giving you food.
Dan, I mean, the food was right there. There's the buffet line, and everybody's like hitting this little thing, and the thing beeps, and they go in. I'm like. And it was
Where's your producers or engineers down there with you? Send them to get some food.
Yeah, let me see. Where are they?
Yeah, where are they? Wait, I'm the engineer and the driver.
We are the producers.
The producer.
The engineers of, so great point by you. I have not eaten, so I'm not sure what I'm going to say.
And
it's going to get us in trouble the next
It's getting hangry.
A strange concoction of protein shakes, energy drinks, water.
I had three protein drinks with me. Yeah. I mean, protein bars with me, or else I'd been really screwed.
But we're going to make it through because that's what we do to bring
just
great
mix in
content.
A Miller Lite. You'll be fine. That'll
we'll
hit hard.
The
Miller
By the way,
later.
Last night, holy cow, I've never seen three Miller Lights go down as fast as I saw them go down. Last
is there no sacred off air?
It was.
You're in Wisconsin. Whoa. You have to. You got to. Andy, while you're out there, you have to try a Leinenkugel. You got to that's the original drink of Wisconsin. You got to.
It was like he'd been wandering the desert for 3 days and never had anything to drink.
Well, it was a long day of travel,
dude.
I had gone on a nice 4 mile run
by the
hotel.
I got more observations about the eating habits.
I got to be on my P's and Q's. I didn't know everything I do was going to be broadcast.
You know what, Ted? Why don't you go to dinner on your own tonight?
Good Lord.
I'll get you later.
Thought I left my wife at home. 617-779-7937. WEEI Afternoons at the NFL Draft in Green Bay. It is the calm before the storm. Tomorrow, we will finally find out who the Patriots are taking, where Shedeur Sanders is going, whether we actually get trades. Brian Baldinger has a premonition/report that something's going to happen in the top five. We're going to continue to talk NFL Draft up next here on WEEI Afternoons and take your calls. Join the fun, 617-779-7937, WEEI Afternoons.
Two best friends that anyone can have.